This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Garrison Building Supply, Douglas County. Commissioner Tim Freeman on. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
So last Wednesday, the board put out a state of emergency for illegal marijuana operations that are taking place locally. I think that's the third group of county commissioners following Josephine and Jackson counties to take that action. Tell us more about why that decision was made.
Well, as you said, these other counties are experiencing similar problems as what we're experiencing. The magnitude of the problem, I think, sort of is missed in a lot of the conversation. So I'd asked for a report a couple weeks ago from the Douglas County Interagency Narcotics Team, who does this work. And I'm going to read you some numbers. Again, these are a couple weeks old, and they're not the final numbers for the year. But this year, they've already destroyed 344,000 plants, 344,000 marijuana plants, and they've confiscated and destroyed, this is dry processed marijuana, 52,000 pounds. So depending on where you sell that marijuana, and again, since this is all illegal grows, none of it can be sold legally in Oregon, so most of it leaves the state. That's about $150 million worth of processed marijuana and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of plants, future processed marijuana that was destroyed. This has become a really big problem, and all those activities that are around illegal cartel-style marijuana grows we're experiencing here in Douglas County, just like Josephine and Jackson County. This is not about people that are doing it legally. This is about the large, illegal, you know, out-of-state or out-of-country-controlled marijuana grows.
Now, one of the things about this is seen as reports have been coming out from Dent and from the sheriff's office, the magnitude of just how much space, how many buildings, how many people are involved in some of these situations.
Well, yeah, and that magnitude speaks to the incredible proliferation and size of these grows. So I said this in the meeting Wednesday, you know, if you go back enough years where we were, the Dent team and the sheriff's department were doing confiscations and grows were like out in the woods and they were more hidden. In all of Oregon, you might have a year where you confiscated or destroyed 100,000 plants in the whole state. So, you know, it's just gone incredibly, the exponentially growth in the amount of illegal activity going on. Now, there's that argument out there about, well, you know, if it was legalized, you know, this wouldn't be happening. You know, Douglas County, we're an opt-out county. But Josephine and Jackson County, they both are not opt-out counties. So in both of those counties, these organizations could follow the rules and grow this marijuana correctly. The difference is marijuana that's grown legally in Oregon has to stay in Oregon to be sold. So these cartels that want to sell this marijuana out of state can't do it legally, whether you have a county that allows marijuana growing or not. It so happens our county doesn't allow it, which makes it a little easier to go out and try to enforce the illegal grows. What's happening in all the counties is that these grows are being disguised or not even well disguised, but the growers are acting like it's hemp being grown. And Josephine and Jackson County, they hide behind that or they disguise that it's hemp and they disguise that they're legal registered grows. So that's an additional place to hide. Here in Douglas County, they can't hide behind the legal grow portion. So they are oftentimes telling people that it's hemp grow. But it's very obvious to those people that actually grow hemp that these grows that are being done as marijuana grows are not hemp. And the way you can tell is the amount of money spent at the grows. So all the hoop greenhouses, all the staffing, all the big generators and lights and the big water systems and really all those things that are brought in and all the expense of the staff to go out there and groom and trim plants. And none of that financially works for hemp. So it's very easy to tell the difference between an illegal marijuana grow and a hemp grow by the operations, by just watching what's going on the ground.
So what are you hearing from residents as people in these rural areas, it's generally fairly rural, realize what's going on down the road from them? What concerns are you hearing?
Yeah, so that really is, I mean, I talked about that a little bit Wednesday. You know, we've been receiving all kinds of phone calls, and when we're out doing events, hearing from people about how afraid they feel. You know, these grows are oftentimes guarded. They are many times, like I said, they bring these big generators in and light up the entire field and work at night. They make all kinds of noise and racket at night. And the workers that are there oftentimes don't speak English. They are many times the workers aren't treated very well. So their interaction with the other people that live in the neighborhoods or in the areas aren't real positive. And we're hearing a lot of citizens of Douglas County that are just simply afraid. In some cases, they're afraid to leave their house. They're afraid to go outside. That you know, that these folks, these cartel folks, will see them and think that they're calling the police on them or causing them problems. So many times, the phone calls we get are anonymous, and they, you know, people are truly afraid of what's going on where they live.
What about the environmental impacts to the lands where these grows are taking place?
Yeah, so I had a chance to talk to one of the congressmen that represents parts of Southern Oregon over the weekend, and we talked about all the different facets. So it's not just the illegal nature of the growing of the marijuana. It is the illegal taking of water. It's the illegal dumping of chemicals where some of those chemicals make their way back into the creek. It's the pollution that's created on the ground, not just the chemicals, but all the garbage and the human waste that is left there. And really, after they're done with these grow sites, they don't clean them up very well. The porta potties don't get cleaned out very often, so they're overflowing and running all over the living conditions of the workers. Some of those hoop houses, they just have the workers live in them, and they treat them very poorly. You know, none of the labor laws are being followed. And the workplace safety, like I was talking about with these generators and these huge lighting systems, both to light the area so they can work at night and grow lights so the marijuana will grow at night too. When they wire all that in and hook it all up, it's all done very unsafely. And, you know, these workers are out there in those areas where it's very unsafe. So there's all kinds of illegal activity happening beyond just the illegal growing of the marijuana. You know, once you start down the path of doing the marijuana part illegally, it precludes you from, you know, getting the right permits for electricity or having OSHA come inspect the workplace, or all those things that are normal business practices sort of go out the window when you're doing an illegal marijuana grow. And for all those reasons, we've asked for help from the state and the federal government. You know, this amount of marijuana in one county, the DEA would be very involved if this amount of marijuana was crossing the border from Mexico and coming into this country. And again, the vast majority of this marijuana we're talking about in these illegal grows are leaving Douglas County. It's leaving Oregon. It's going across the United States and being sold in the big cities all over the United States. So the federal government certainly should have a concern in this, along with the state government. The state government has made these laws the way they are and given the ability for these grows to happen, and there's not a whole lot of enforcement teeth right now in the laws, and we just need help. We can't continue to have our county move more and more towards this illegal activity.
5 days ago, you put out the declaration. Jackson and Josephine County commissioners have done that recently as well. What do you hope to hear back from state officials?
Well, again, I've already heard from one of our congressmen, and his commitment is to call the director of the DEA and other top-level officials and bring this to light. And we're hoping to have a collaborative effort here in Southern Oregon to talk about what we need to do to address it. If there's additional laws that need to be in place, if the intent is to really have an industry of legal growing of marijuana in those counties south of us, that the only way they'll be successful is if the illegal stuff is not competing with the legal stuff. And I mean competing in the land that's needed to grow the legal stuff versus the illegal, the workforce, and all the associated concerns that I've talked about already. If you have huge illegal grows, it affects the folks that are trying to do it right. Again, here in Douglas County, we're an opt-out county, so outside of a few cities, recreational marijuana growing and processing and selling is not legal. So we have a little less of a concern about that than what the Josephine and Jackson County folks do. But we are working with those two sets of commissioners down in the southern part of Oregon, and many of the issues we're dealing with in Douglas County, they're also dealing with, and it is bigger than what county government can deal with, so we're asking for help.
The listeners can read the complete declaration and a link with our story, which was originally posted Friday at 541radio.com. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman, thanks for being on this morning.
Great. Thank you for having me.
842, this is the Morning Conversation, News Radio 1240, KQEN.